Okay, welcome. Parashat Truma. Pasuk at the beginning of the parashat says, "Vichuli Truma," and the midrash a bit of a cryptic line because the word "li" is stuck in the middle there. So we translate it really as "take for me Truma," but the midrash turns it into "take me." When you take Truma, you are taking me. So, as though when you take Truma, you're somehow acquiring, on some level, you're acquiring a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously not in any literal sense. So he says, here's the way I explain this Medrash. He says, we know that Kedusha happens as much as it's a holy metaphysical phenomenon. It happens mikoach Adam. As in, I consecrate item X to the base of Mikdash, now that item has Kedusha. And if you use it inappropriately, if you take it, etc., now there's all sorts of rules that apply to that item. But mikoach Adam, we're able to give this item Kedusha. So the Rambam explains at the end of Hilchot Me'ilah, how does this work? It says Hashem gives us a little bit of the Tzelem Elokim. He gives us a little bit of Him in order to allow us to do Kedusha. As we say, Melakayne Shamash and Afachta Be'api, Hashem breathed into our mouth. Meaning not in those words. I'm saying in the tefillah of Elokayne Shema, say nefachta ba'apiv, that he blew into our mouths to give us life, give us our essence. So that includes that he gives us a little bit of him, kivyachol, so that gives us our ability. It says the Avos Yaakov, all that is only when we're doing it mitzad yashrut v'chachma. Then the kedusha can chal on it. The pasuk says v'shachanti b'tocham. It doesn't say v'shachanti b'tocho. I will live among them. Hainu dezak koach shemasar lahem. But dafka imahekdesh minaheg al pich chukei klalei Torah shi chachma el yona. It has these very difficult rules that are very abstract, very tough to comprehend. Sometimes details seem counterintuitive. And here he gives an example. We have a rule, you've seen this rule many times, called Malin Bekodesh Vein Morid. When it comes to Kedusha, we go up and we don't go down. So how do we understand that rule? There's Hakira when it comes to that rule. Is it that you can't go down, or that it won't work to go down? Meaning, it can't, and therefore it won't work, or it can't, but it'll work if you're just violated an iser. You've done something wrong. Okay, will it not work, like we're unable to go down, or one shouldn't go down? I guess that would be the easier way to phrase it. So he proves, he says there's a Gemara Menachot that discusses this, and the Gemara finds a source, Minalan de'in moridim, Minalan de'malin, how do we know we can go up, how do we know we can go down? He says, if we're discussing whether one is allowed to go up, meaning it's looking for a source that one is allowed to go up, he says, that doesn't make sense. Why would we ever stop something chulin from becoming hektish? Why would he ever stop something from a low level of Kedusha to go up to a higher level of Kedusha? So it doesn't make sense that we're asking whether it's mutter. We're asking whether it's possible. And therefore it gives the, we know it's possible, meaning because we live in the conclusion time, but the Gemara was looking for the source and it found the pasuk. That's what he says there. He says, Al korcha the animus bakim dilma e evshar la lomi kedusha kalu kedusha chamura. In other words, once something has one kind of kedusha, it can't get a higher level of kedusha. And then it has to say, no, it can. And then when we say, therefore, the corollary is that ein moridin, we're not asking whether it's, we're asking again whether it's possible. So he says, but maybe that's a bad proof. Why? Because let me give you one of the examples. Here's one of the examples of Malim HaKodesh and Ein Morid. When we write something on cloth, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, we need that the Ibud, that the way they made the cloth, was done l'shma, was done for the sake of the mitzvah. So, let's say I decide to make some cloth, and I make it into cloth for tefillin. Can I write a Sefer Torah on it? And the answer is no, because it was done for tefillin. What about if I made one for a Sefer Torah? Can I use that one for tefillin? And here I could give you svaras both ways. One is what we would call yesh bechlal ma'atayim mana. If I can use this and it's worth 200, I can also use it for something worth 100. That concept could apply here. Or the other way. No, this is something only for Sefer Torah and not for tefillin. In other words, if I made this l'shma Sefer Torah, can I now take this to the lower level of tefillin? So we're dealing all on the abstract of svara. Don't go paskin your shalos. I believe most klaf is manazel. Last time I discussed this with somebody, they make it like with brera. I have in mind for whichever one it's going to end up used on. But that's how to solve a lot of those problems. But without any of that, or maybe if you want to hold up a nice chumrah to do it specifically for the one you want, and now you have leftovers, so you have this, or Sefer Torah Shabbalah, the meaning the cloth of Sefer Torah, so you had a big piece and now it's a much smaller piece because it got ruined, so can I make tefillin? So I can see both ways there. But he says again, it could be different there because Yesh Bechal Matayim Maneh. In 200 we have 100. So in other words, in Kedushas Sefer Torah, we have Kedushas Tefillin plus. But again, it could be that we don't say, when it comes to Kedusha, that we have 100 within 200, because every Kedusha is its own world. In other words, it's not a hierarchy per se, in that you have this one, it's good for this, and everything below it. And this one is good for everything up to this level, but not anything above it. But rather, no, this is Kedushas Tefillin, and this is Kedushas Sefer Torah. And he offers a raya. The raya comes from the avoda of the Kohen Gadol. There's certain avoda that can be performed by any Kohen. There's certain avoda that can be performed by only the Kohen Gadol. Even those avoda that can be formed by the Kohen Gadol, he has to be wearing for certain of those avodot, big day Kohen Gadol, 8 garments, not 4 garments. If he performs the avoda without those missing garments, meaning it's without those garments, so then his avoda is puzzled because he is called Mechusar Begadim. He is lacking or deficient in the clothing he needs to be the Kohen Gadol. So it's clear that if a regular Kohen or a Kohen Gadol does this avoda, missing those garments, so the avoda is pasul. But what about avoda that any Kohen can do? Can the Kohen Gadol do that avoda miss when he doesn't have those begadim on? In other words, he's the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim, not 4. Everybody else does this avoda. They're allowed to do this avoda. They do this avoda wearing 4 begadim. Can he do this avoda wearing 4 begadim? So if you want to say that when he does an avoda that a Kohen had yod is kashurba, why don't we say yesh bechal ma'atayim mana? 100 is less than 200. He has the power to do 200. He can do 100 as well. He says, when it comes to Kedusha, we can't say this. Kedusha is banoy al hanhaga chachma elyona. It doesn't work by our thought, lower level logic. It has chachma elyona. And every kind of this Kedusha is its own kind of kedusha. And therefore, this Kohen Gadol, when he is wearing, I could give you logic that the Kohen Gadol wearing 8 begadim can't do the avoda of a Kohen Hedjo wearing 4 begadim. Why? I'm wearing 8 begadim. I'm not wearing those 4 begadim. I'm wearing those 4 begadim. I'm just wearing 4 more begadim. But no, this Kohen Gadol is Yitor begadim, just like when the Kohen Gadol would do the avoda of the Kohen Gadol without his extra begadim, he would be Mechusar begadim. He said, you have to understand that all this is, there's Kedusha of Kohen Hedjo, and that's what this avoda needs. And he, wearing his extra begadim, can't do this avoda that he could do otherwise. So just like I could give you an argument that Sefer Torah, cloth made for Sefer Torah, can't be used for tefillin. Kohen Gadol, wearing all these extra begadim, who has more kedusha than the Kohen Hedjot. Because the Kohen Hedjot, even if he puts on these begadim, can't do the avodah of the Kohen Gadol. This Kohen Gadol can do the avodah of the Kohen Hedjot when he's dressed appropriately. But here he has more kedusha, and he is unable to do that lower level of kedusha.
I would say that his analogy definitely proves him wrong.
Because
his analogy of the Kohen without the 8 garments, meaning with only the 4 garments, isn't really what it is. Because this cloth is in fact fit for the higher level Torah. So the analogy would be the Kohen Gadol with the 8 garments, who is in fact fit for the higher level of the Yom Kippur service. And therefore, the question is, can this Kohen Gadol, who has a higher level and can do the Yom Kippur service, can he also do the Hedyot stuff? And the answer is yes. So
he can without those extra 4 begadim. That's what he's trying to say. Only while he's dressed like the regular one. Meaning, because he says that he has Yitor begadim, much like he had Kemokin, but Yitor begadim Mifsal, Kemo b'mechusar begadim, v'gam ken mitama now. That's what he's trying to say. That he can't go down into the lower one. So this klaf was made for Sefer Torah. It wasn't made for tefillin. Even though Sefer Torah is a higher level one. So again, I told you, don't paskin alach l'maisa based on what we're saying here. But
that's not what it says. Kohen Gadol she'avad big day Kohen Hedyo she'avodato k'sula.
Of the avodas Kohen Gadol. But the avodas hedyot avalim avad avoda shekohen hedyot kasherba amaylo nema digesh bechal matayim mana. Why don't we say he's 200 instead of 100?
That case is when he has 4.
When he has 8. Wearing the 8 begadim, can he do the avoda of a kohen hedyot? And the answer is no, because he is now yitor begadim. So, and you know, it's just a lesson in the depth of Torah and its rules, and human and limits of our lower level logic. Meaning, we can understand this Torah because we work on it, but don't think that the way we think, yesh b'chal matayim mana, you would say if you have $200, so just make change. Now you have $100. But he's saying the Torah doesn't necessarily work that way. When it comes to Kedusha, it's not, yes, Hashem gave us the Koach. Koach HaAdam. We're what makes something Kodesh. We donated the Beis HaMikdash, and now if you use it by accident, there's Me'ilah. And Hashem gave us that Koach. He gave us this ability to make something Kedusha. At the same time, it only works, it only has Kedusha Chal on it, according to His rules. Meaning, we have the koach to make kedusha, but it's only kedusha on Hashem's terms, only according to Klali HaTorah and Chachma El Yona, and that, I guess, should be giving us some humility or food for thought, points to ponder about the breadth and depth of the Torah. That's right. Shkach, thanks for listening.